we're going to make sure that we're going to get you Bryce. His name is Paul.
Hi, Matt.
Thank you.
Hi, Matt. My name is Paul. I'm the regional specialist here, and, of course, it's my job to get you the details of the service, you know, how it works and what's included. Also, though, to find the best package, the best fit for the needs of your business, and to make it as affordable for you as they possibly can. How's your day going so far?
Good. How's it?
Not bad, actually. Pretty good. I appreciate you asking. You know, I do have your file here in front of me. In fact, I'm looking at your website right now. I do like the look of your website, and I think potential customers would, too. Of course, a website's a very powerful conversion tool that gives people the reasons to pick up the phone to call you, but it does only work when people see it. And that would be our job, make it easier for people to find your website without already knowing the name of your business. They would simply go on Google or go on Bing and type in keywords related to the services that you provide, whether it's for the, you know, the awnings or the outdoor living spaces or for shower screens and really, you know, anything that you want to be found for. You're not going to be limited at all by how someone searches for you as long as it's a service that you provide and as long as they're in your service area. And we can cover that 30 miles, residential and commercial clients. We don't just draw a big circle around you. We can target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. And it's not just Google. Google, Bing, Yelp. You'd have a Yelp listing. You'd have a Facebook page. There'd be Apple Maps. So, of course, Facebook paid ads as well. So it's a combination of both local search engine optimization and a social media campaign. It is offered on a month-to-month basis, and you do qualify at 2 years as a newer business. Our younger companies do see a significant savings. We try to make it affordable. It is, of course, month-to-month, but as long as you choose to keep the service, you would actually see a savings of a little over 50%. You'd save exactly $300 every month, so it's not like an introductory rate that would balloon up on you later on. Kind of like an assistance program to make it affordable for newer businesses, because your success is our success, and if you keep the service long term, it makes sense for us too. That platinum package, which would be perfect for that 30-mile service area targeting both residential and commercial clients, it's listed on our site at $599 a month. That $300 reduction in the cost brings it down to $299, so a little bit more than 50% off that normal cost of the service. It would bill once a month for exactly $299. No taxes, fees, surcharges, lead fees. You're not paying per click, caller, job, or percentage of your profit. So no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is that flat rate. And that is with the Facebook ads included. There's actually $100 of Facebook ads included, even at that reduced rate. So the original $100, that's still intact, even though I reduced the cost of the service. Facebook ads matter like 20 or 22 cents per click. So $100 is about 400 clicks in a month. And, of course, that targets and retargets people who may or may not have already done a search on Google or Bing for keywords related to your services. Just another great way to reach out to more people. Now, it is, like I said, on a month-to-month basis. I'm sure you've got questions for me, at least on the surface, though. Is that something you think you might want for your business, at least try it out for a month?
Yeah, it could be something that works. I'm just driving right now, though. What information do you need to kind of progress?
Oh, you're driving right now?
I am, yeah.
Gotcha. Well, I definitely do want you to be safe, and we can continue this phone call if you're okay with it. You would get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'd see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. Now, keep in mind, when people do a search for your services, 9 out of 10 times, they're going to call and hire someone off of what they see on that first page. You already do have that website, that great conversion tool waiting to be seen by more people, and this is nothing like a lead-based service. You're not paying for leads or chasing down that same lead that potential customers are you know, being sent out to three or four of your competitors, and your competitors are getting that same lead and chasing that down that same potential customer. With this, you just get phone calls. Now, obviously, you'll never be the only company that pops up when someone does a keyword search. In fact, even if you found someone searching for your name specifically. They got recommended to you. They saw your service vehicle. They're looking for your company by name. You still wouldn't be the only company that would pop up when someone does that search. Not everyone will decide to call you, which is okay. I think it's actually good. You know, you're only going to get calls from someone who saw your website, looked at it, realized that you'd be the guy they should call, and then decided to call you. By the time they start dialing your number, usually it's because they want to work with you. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. And again, no matter how many calls you do get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. Now, one thing that Jess did attach here was an Angie Leads profile. Home Advisor powered by Angie. It does have the same phone number. Is that a service you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
We do a little bit. We kind of flick it on and off depending on required work. But, yeah, I guess we are using it to some extent.
Right, yeah, and I mean, it is a well-made lead service. Obviously, it's very different. You get a lead, you pay for the lead, whether you get the job or not. And like you said, you know, you do pause it as much as you need to and use it when you have to. But this would be another way to get more jobs. Of course, you know, every new customer that finds you on Google does become someone who can use your services again for a different project or recommend you to their friends. It's going to help you to grow that network of people that would be wanting to use your services. And it is, like I said, on a month-to-month basis, that detailed reporting and tracking system would show you exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're popping up for, and things like that. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, not really. I guess it's, a guaranteed pop-up page on MathMocal. My map, and yeah, it might be something we can look at.
Yeah, I mean, it is something that would definitely benefit your company. Now, I mean, would you be able to like continue this conversation now, or did you need to find time to sit down? I know you're driving.
Probably just to I guess what's the next step in terms of is there contract to sign, payment to give, that sort of thing? Like, how does the next step work there?
It's actually pretty easy and pretty straightforward. In fact, the bulk of the conversation does, or the process does take place in a separate conversation. We would schedule what's called a client interview. So, and it's just like it sounds. One of our technicians will call you back when you've got a little bit more time, although you do not need to be in front of a computer for that call either. But we will want to, you know, verify information off of your website, information that I've got here. You know, some of it does help us to create the content that we'll get you on that first page, all the destinations and directories that like your website, talk about your company, your services, your service area, etc. But we'll need to know things like a mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, what's unique about your business, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call, and you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I would be required to do here, and that would be before we got you off the phone, would be to read what's called a voice verification. We are Google partners. Now, we are not Google. If anyone calls you and tells you they are Google, they're telling stories. You know, their pants are on fire. Google does make these types of phone calls to businesses that have at least 100 or more locations. Anything less than that falls under the responsibility of the Google partners, and we are a Google partner. We do get our training and our updates directly from Google. The name of our company is Local Splash. We've been around since 2004. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary a little bit later on this year. We've got over 1,000 Google reviews. So you would definitely be in good hands. I've actually been with the company myself for over 11 years. Now, as a Google partner, we're required to read a voice verification. It actually gets recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. That way, you know, it is a month-to-month service, that it is exactly $299 as an out-the-door cost, a fixed flat rate that would never go up on you, that it is month-to-month, etc. We would put that card on file, process the $299, and schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. I am required, though, to read it before I could even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything still made sense at the end and you wanted to move forward, we would move forward from there. Would that be fair?
Okay. Yeah, fire away.
Okay. Give me 1 second then to get that pulled up. I'll get through as quickly as I can, but please do stop me if you have a question. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Matt, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Finished Home Improvement.
And that's exactly how I have that. And then, of course, we will be promoting the website, finishedhomeimprovements.com. And it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name's Matthew Byatt, and I'm the owner of the company.
Okay. As the sole owner of Finished Home Improvements, Matt, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Correct.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company, and of course, non-contractual, just of course, reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information that you would be using for our services, Matt, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, Matt, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. Because it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to find your website, pick up the phone, call you directly. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Matt. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. I mean, it's always a concern for me when I call my client and I'm calling the business number and it goes to voicemail or worse still, it goes to mailbox full or not even set up. I mean, I am concerned not because I have to call them back. Obviously, I will and I do. That's my client. But if I know if I was a customer and I'm calling and I get mailbox not even set up when I'm calling the business number listed, I am probably not going to try to call back later on. I would probably just find someone else to call. So we do not want you to miss those opportunities. But as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Matt, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. Like I said, we are already aware of the Angie leads, and there is no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask is actually because of all of the additional content that we will be creating for your company. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely would not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Matt, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. We actually do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, let me ask you this. You know, your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you go out to the customer. There's not like a physical address you would want your customers to see. No showroom or physical location that anyone goes to.
No showroom right now. Most of it is on-site.
Sure, of course.
Sales calls, measurements, yeah.
And that's kind of how Google expects it to be for service-based businesses. You're providing a service, you go out to that customer, that residence, or that business. Google doesn't expect you to maintain a storefront. Of course, they wouldn't want to list the street address because they wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially if it's your home and you're out in the field most days. So you'll just be listed city and state, not even a zip code, certainly not any physical street address. And then, of course, like I said, we can target anywhere in that 30 miles or even outside that 30 miles if there's some place you know you want to go. If there's anywhere even inside that 30 miles you know you don't really want to go, tell us that too, because then we won't run your ads there. And that way you're only getting phone calls from the people and places that you really want to work with. Okay? Now, we do that audit in the beginning and we do it periodically, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost, basically 50% off the cost of the service, with it being a month-to-month service and no contract, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including any setup fee, I'm actually waiving the initial $99 setup fee, would be charged today, the 27th of September, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299. And again, Matt, that $299 is a fixed flat rate, which means it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as that social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included, again, at no cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 26th of the month and that same exact reduced rate, that $299. And again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, Matt, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, which means you can stop at any time. There's no contract. Any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can stop altogether. If you do get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if you wanted to, you could even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. And that, Matt, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Matt, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to pull up that client interview calendar to find that position or that opening that would be a good fit for you. We could do today. There's still a couple of spots available. Get in at 2 o'clock or even 3. And that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What's going to work best for you?
It's a Visa.
A Visa card? Okay, that should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4312.
Mm-hmm.
3170.
Yes, sir.
0575.
Okay.
0404.
And the expiration month and year?
0529.
05 of 2029. And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
151.
151. I've got 151151 on the back, and I've got 05 or May of 2029 for the expiration. Matt, was the card itself 43123170057504004?
Correct.
Okay. I did see an address connected to that Angie Leeds, the 32826 Stewart Avenue Southeast. Is that the billing address of that card?
Yes, I believe.
Okay. That is in Black Diamond 98010. And then is the name on the card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
And is it Matt or Matthew on the card?
Matthew.
So M-A-T-T-H-E-W?
M-A-T-T. Correct.
Two T's. And then how did you spell your last name, sir?
B-Y-A-T-T.
B-Y-A-T-T? Okay. Perfect.
Correct.
And no middle initial on that particular card?
No.
Okay, so first and last, and then the business name. Now, in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be, and I know you're driving, so maybe not, but I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, just about to pull over here. What is that?
Okay, so the toll-free is going to be 877-635-6225. And again, that's 877-635-6225. It's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., that is Pacific time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24-7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day or the next day if they receive that email after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, for you, Matt, is the best email the one on the website sales@finishedhomeimprovements.com?
Is there something? That one's good?
Okay, perfect. So we'll attach it to the content that we have on our end. For longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your records, we will from time to time email things to you. Most of the time we'll simply give you a quick phone call or send a text. But did you have a preference as to how we contact you regarding your account?
Email is fine.
Email is fine? Okay, perfect. I'll put email preferred. And, of course, your customers are simply going to call you directly. Everything has the click-to-call feature. So I'll pull up that client interview calendar in just 1 second here. Oh, I did want to do one other thing here, just another layer of protection on your account, another added level of security, a simple question and answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Finished Home Improvements, even if it's you, Matt, and we recognize your voice, we may from time to time still ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And then this is even more important, especially like a week or so from now once your online presence has increased. If you start to get phone calls from people saying that they are Google, or even if they say they're Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If anyone calls you and they can't provide that information within a minute or so, please just politely let them go. You can even ask our client interview technician when he calls you, hey, what's my security question? He would give you, or she would give you, that information pretty much right away. If anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, again, that wouldn't be us. You could just quickly let them go. Again, the voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account, and it is for your protection, and it does clearly state that it bills once a month on the 26th for $299. Now, my finance department just informed me that there's an ABS mismatch, or the address for the billing might be different. I did see a Tacoma, Washington, 98403. Would that be?
We get some mail sent to another address. It is 98092.
Okay. That's the zip code.
That's a zip code, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And that would be the one thing. Now, because it's an AVS mismatch, that one attempt is going to show as a pending transaction throughout the day, but it will fall off at the end of the day. And you are, of course, only being billed one time. Let me update that. Make sure that is the correct zip code. I could actually get you a confirmation number, I could send it by email or not. That does look like it's the right address. If it doesn't go through, it happens immediately. If it goes through, it takes a second or so. So it spins a little bit, and then it looks like it's going to go through. Oh, so your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your
security question? Let's go first pet.
First pet. Okay, and what is the answer?
Jake, J-A-K-E.
Jake. All righty. Got to type it in twice. And then for your client interview, it's a little short notice to get you in at 1 o'clock, but I could do 2 o'clock, possibly 3. Looks like we're a little booked out towards the end of the day. Would 2 o'clock work out for you today? It takes about a 25, 30 minutes.
It's going to be a little tight. Is there anything tomorrow at all?
Tomorrow would be a little bit more wide open. We try to get our client interviews done as quickly as we can. Tomorrow we could do, well, it might be too early, but we could do 7 or, actually there's at least one spot available pretty much any time throughout the day with the one exception of the lunch break, which is 12 o'clock. So we could do as early as 7 or as late as 3.
Let's do 3 if that's okay.
Yeah, perfect. And there is... what are they doing? There is some sort of meeting over there. Let me just message, that looks fine. That should be fine. 3 o'clock would be perfect tomorrow. There's a couple of calendars overlapping here and one agent, is going to be out for the day. But it looks like 3 o'clock would be perfect. If I happen to be in between phone calls at 3 o'clock when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the beginning, okay, just to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions that you might have. I may be in between phone calls, although I will try to keep my line open. At 2 o'clock tomorrow, you're going to receive a reminder email that the call is scheduled an hour after at 3, and I'm going to send you in a minute or so here a calendar invite. Now, the calendar invite, Matt, is really just more for your record. You don't need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash, CIENG, that just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. You should have gotten, let me check and refresh, you should have gotten a couple of emails. It looks like you got your welcome email. There's an additional email. One of them says Local Splash initial invoice. Are you able maybe to open that up? If you click on it, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see where it says click here?
Let me have one. Yep, I do.
Okay, perfect. So if you click on that, it's hyperlinked. It'll take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, everything we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing, talking about the services we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. I don't want to walk you through everything. Obviously, your time is valuable, but feel free to scroll through it. Real quick, though, Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. About 1 out of 10 people, though, will choose Bing over Google. We do want you to get those phone calls and opportunities, too. So, of course, we will be mirroring the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. The Facebook ads are included as well. You'll see a long line that goes all the way across it. Below it, it populates a couple of boxes. We would want you to click both of them. One that you agree to receive SMS or text messages from us, and the other that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. Once you click on both of those boxes, you can click in the box that says click here and type in. You can also copy and paste your name. It's got that arrow pointing towards it that says sign. It is case sensitive, so the M and the B are capitalized. If you copy and paste, obviously be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after it. But once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box. You may have to turn your phone sideways. I've heard people say it's hard to kind of scroll all the way down to click that box. But it's the orangish longer box. It actually says confirm signature. When you're able to click on that, of course, that does a few things. Lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we reduce the cost, that I even waived your setup fee. It'll allow us to make sure that you're an active business in the local area and to do the original, or at least the initial MapW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and of course for us to fix it if it's not. So it is an important step in the process. Matt, you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
seven.
Yeah, it's just like that 7 minutes.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. I'll,
are you still there, Matt, or did I lose you? Everything got real quiet. Matt?
You have been kicked from this conference.